neighbor. This is Pastor Christopher Rep Logo of the Calvary Bible Baptist Church in Gregg, New York, and I am your pastor for the day. Our nation is 250 years old this year. What a blessing to live in a nation with so much history. From our very founding, our nation faced troubles. I'm talking about after the Revolutionary War, as our nation had just become a young nation fighting the Barbary pirates and all the challenges that came with that. At first, willing to pay ransom, then they decided that, hey, we're not going to pay ransom to terrorists. And so they moved on from that and developed our naval fleet. The Marine Corps was born out of this early stage of American history. And then as they grew, there was a lot of internal challenges. You, of course, were familiar with the Civil War and where the Union went against the South. And there was so much that was involved in that warfare. Of course, today it's primarily focused on the slavery, but there was so many other things at hand. Slavery, of course, being a big issue there. But as we look back on 250 years in this nation, there's one thing that we can find over and over again up until our recent days, and that is the providential hand of Almighty God interfering in the business of man in this world. Now, I'm careful to say interfering because what has happened is God has protected this nation time and time again. Even in the Revolutionary War, in the French and Indian War, in the Civil War, both sides we see God keeping men alive by his providence, whether it's fog settling in, whether it's a gun jamming, whether it's somebody taking the wrong route and it's saving their life. Over and over again, we see God's providence as he has stepped in helping our nation to become what it is today. Now, you can have whatever belief you like, and I choose to believe that God has used America in a very great way for his glory, for his purpose, and that is that America has done more for propagating the gospel throughout the entire world than any other nation ever before. There have been prophets. Of course, the nation of Israel has been rich in telling the world about who Almighty God is, but no other country, no other nation, no other people has ever done more for gospel's sake than the United States of America. Friend, I want to bring you to Ezekiel chapter 37 and verse number one, just one verse. The Bible says this, "Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts." Friend, what I want you to know about is in this chapter, there is a valley of dry bones. God has brought Ezekiel to. Ezekiel looks around, and back in verse number 3, God says to Ezekiel, "Son of man, can these bones live?" And Ezekiel answers God, and he says these words, "O Lord God, thou knowest." Friend, the question is the same today. Can God still bless America? I believe the answer is absolutely yes. The Bible says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land." God goes on to tell Ezekiel here that he's going to restore the nation of Israel. He's going to, even though all hope is lost, the bones are dried, they represent a disgraced nation. And that, my dear friend, is exactly where our nation is right now. But I believe it's because we've allowed the devil to distract us from the things of God. And the Bible says in John chapter 10 that the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But God says that he's come that we might have peace and life and have it more abundantly. We need to put our faith in God and trust that he can restore this nation. Let this year be the year of the Lord for the United States of America. And that starts with you, dear friend, getting back to the house of God. Well, I'm Pastor Christopher Rep Logo, your pastor for the day.